Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer, beloved, that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Ghost will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Encourage and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now to the word of the Lord.
God bless you, beloved. We want to welcome you to another broadcast. This is Set Free Live. Praise the Lord. It's an honor and it is a blessing to be on with you. Now, I am hearing
God bless you, beloved. We want to welcome you to another broadcast. This is Set Free Live.
Praise the Lord. It's an honor and it is a blessing to be on with you.
Hallelujah.
Now, I am hearing such. Okay, praise the Lord. Those of you that are on, I'm going to ask you to please mute your phone because I'm having a lot of feedback this morning. Praise the Lord. So all of you that are on, I appreciate you being on, but your lines are going to have to be muted. Thank you, Jesus.
So all of you that are on, I appreciate you being on, but your lines are going to have to be muted.
Thank you. Everyone, please mute. Thank you, Jesus.
All of you that are on, I appreciate you being on, but your lines are going to have to be muted.
Thank you. Everyone, please mute. Thank you, Jesus. Turn your volumes down also because you are all on live radio, so turn your volumes down. Turn your volumes down. Also, because you're all on live radio, so turn your volume down.
Thank you, Jesus.
Turn your volume down. Also, because you're all on live radio.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for you all being on today. Amen. Welcome again to Set Free Live. I am Dr. Deborah Vail, and it is an honor to be with you this morning. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for you all being on today. Amen. Welcome again to Set Free Live.
Thank you,
Dr.
Jesus.
Deborah Vail, and it is an honor to be with you this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We don't want to have dead air, but I'm just hearing a lot of feedback this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, just for the sake of, I'm going to disconnect everyone that's on to see if that clears up this problem.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, just for the sake of.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Connect everyone that's on to see if that clears up this problem.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. Praise the Lord. I think I got the situation solved. We may have had a double episode on. Praise the Lord. So all of you that were listening, if you can call back in now, I think we got the situation situated. Praise God. It's all good. And I had some callers on. So please call back in. Amen. I saw Prophet Kenyetta on. I saw Apostle Denise, Evangelist Christina. If you all can hear me, just call back in. We had a double whammy here. Praise the Lord. But we're here and we're thanking the Lord for the opportunity. So forgive me for having to disconnect everyone. Just go ahead and call back in. Praise God. The call-in number is 929-477-2764. That's 929-477-2764. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you. I do have a caller on. Thank God for you being on. This morning, I believe we had too many windows up, so it may have been my fault as well. Hallelujah. But we are here, and we thank God for the opportunity to spend a few minutes in prayer. intercession. We want to go before the Lord. And this morning, for a few moments, I do want to spend time praying for our nation. How many of you know we must pray, and God is calling us to a place of prayer, calling us to a place of intercession. Praise the Lord. So we do thank and praise God. Amen. For all that he is doing. Thank the Lord for all of you again that are joining in. Caller, we do have a caller in. Praise the Lord. I'm seeing some 719 numbers, and I believe that may be my son and daughter. Praise the Lord. Okay, we thank God for you coming on back in. Praise the Lord this morning. Praise God. Amen. I don't want to be on here, of course, by myself. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to hotwire your mics, praise God, and just make sure your volumes are down low. I think we got it situated. I had an extra window up, and it was playing the broadcast as I was talking, so y'all forgive me for that. I think that really was my fault, praise the Lord, but at any rate, y'all know me. I keep it real. Hallelujah. So this is live radio. These are one of those bloopers that will go down in the books. Praise the Lord. But at any rate, we do thank God for all of you that are on. I want to welcome you again to this broadcast, Set Free Live. Praise the Lord. We're going to go into prayer in just a few moments. We want to pray specifically for our nation this morning. So as you just join in, I'm going to take time to recognize some of our callers and listeners that are in. Now, I do not want you to be shy. If I unmute you, no dead air. You got 3 seconds to say something. Praise the Lord. So if you want to say something, go ahead, get it in your mind. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may even have a word that you want to share. This is the purpose, is for us to just share the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. So at this time, we're going to pray. I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then we will take some time to recognize those that are on. Amen. If you have a prayer request when we unmute you, please feel free to share your prayer requests on this morning. Father, we thank you, God, for this day, this opportunity. I thank you, Lord, for those that are gathered. And Father, we ask you this morning that you would have your way, Lord God, that you would minister by your spirit and by your power. We're thanking you, Lord, for the armor of God. We thank you, Father, that our head is covered with the helmet of salvation. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that we have the belt of truth on our waist, Lord God. We thank you for the breastplate of righteousness, Father. We thank you for our feet being shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oh God, we're taking up the shield of faith today that will quench every flaming sword and dart of the enemy. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We're going forth this morning with your word, and we thank you for the word. We thank you, God, that your word works. We thank you, Father God, that when we put your word in the atmosphere and we decree and declare it, it will not come back void, but it will accomplish that it is sent forth to do. So we thank you for the word of God. We thank you, God, for healing today. We thank you, Lord. We know that the word of God, oh God, will save our very life. So, Father God, we ask that you speak a word in season to us today. Even as we go throughout the day, Father, we're praying for the word of the Lord to go before us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that your word will not fail. Not one word of your word will fail or fall to the ground. We thank you, Lord God, that your healing is working in us and through us, oh God. Father God, not only physical healing, but spiritual healing, emotional healing, mental healing. Father God, you're putting the whole man and whole woman back together again. And we thank you for that today. We praise you, Father God, that as we obey your word, healing is our portion. Father God, you said in your word that you put none of the diseases upon us that were in Israel if we walk right, if we obey the commands of the Lord. So, Father, I thank you for healing on today. And, Lord God, we lift up our nation this morning. Father God, we're thanking you for the ability and the will to pray for our nation. We're praying for leaders, oh God, of our nation, that they will come to the light of God according to Isaiah 60:3. Father God, we're making supplication and prayer and intercession, Lord, according to your word for all people, all nations and leaders, O God, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life. Father God, let our leaders be just and let them rule by the fear of the Lord. Father God, we ask that our leaders will fall down before you, God, and, oh, God, that they will serve you according to Psalm 72 and 11. Father God, let the poor and needy people of our nation be delivered according to Psalm 72, 12 and 13. My God, let the Lord's dominion be established in our nation and let our enemies lick up the dust according to Psalm 72, 8 and 9. Father God, turn the leaders' hearts to fear you according to Proverbs 21 and 1. My God, we thank you for the word today. Hallelujah. Let the Lord rule over our nation and let, oh God, our nation be glad and rejoice according to Psalm 97 and 1. Father God, let our nation sing a new song. Bless the name of the Lord and show forth your salvation from day to day according to Psalm 96. 1, 2, and 3. My God, let the people of our nation tremble at the presence of the Lord, according to Psalm 99 and 1. My God, let our nation make a joyful noise to you, O God, and let the people serve him, serve you, God, with gladness, according to Psalm 110, verses 1 and 2. God, we're going to put your word in the atmosphere this morning concerning every leader, my God, today, because we know, God, we need revival. We need you to move, Father God. So let our leaders praise you and let them hear the words of your mouth according to Psalm 138 and 4. Let the wicked be rooted out of our land according to Proverbs 2 and 22. Let the wicked be cut down and wither as the green herb according to Psalm 37 and 2. My God, let our nation, my God, oh God, be full of you, God, and dwell in goodness and peace according to Psalm 24 and 1. My God, let all the nation praise you, O Lord, for your mercy and God, for your kindness and truth according to Psalm 117. My God, we're praying that our nation will submit to the rule and reign of Jesus Christ according to Daniel 7 and 14. My God, we're praying that our nation will be converted and bring wealth to the king according to Isaiah 60 and 5. My God, we're thanking you now for healing for the nation. My God, because the leaves from the tree of life is for the healing. So God, we want healing. We know one day, God, we will live in your kingdom. We will literally be in your kingdom. And the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. And God, our nations need to be healed. My God, so we're sending out the word today. We're sending out the word of healing today. We're thanking you, oh God, that you're going to heal from the White House to the little house to the big house on the corner. My God, down the street, around the corner. My God, let healing go forth, oh God. Lord God, let those who are deaf hear the words of the book, and let the blind see out of obscurity, according to Isaiah 29 and 18. Lord God, we pray that Jesus, you will rule over our nation in righteousness and judgment, according to Isaiah 32 and 1. My God, we're praying that our nation will seek you, Lord, and enter into your rest, according to Isaiah 11 and 1. Thank you, Father God. God, we thank you, Lord, and we pray that the glory of the Lord will be revealed in our nation and that all the inhabitants will see it according to Isaiah 40 and 5. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let the Lord bring righteousness and judgment to our nation according to Isaiah 42 and 1. And Father, judgment is not always a bad thing, but sometimes we need to be corrected. We need to be corralled. So, Father God, we're lifting up our nation today, and we're asking you to corral us. We're asking you to correct. We're asking you, oh God, oh my God, for instruction by the power of God. We thank you today for your word. We thank you, God, that we will continue to hide your word in our heart. We're lifting up our president today. We're lifting up the vice president today. We're lifting up the cabinet today. We're lifting up the Senate, the representatives in the House. My God, those legislators and lawmakers, my God, that sit every day, my God, to make the laws according for this nation. So God, we need godly men and women of God to serve, my God. So raise up servants, raise up intercessors, raise up prayer warriors, raise up laborers, my God, to go in the marketplace, to go in the White House, to go into these offices, my God, hallelujah, that this nation would be turned unto you, Lord. We're asking you, Lord, to do a new thing in our nation by giving waters in the wilderness and streams in the desert, according to Isaiah 43:19-20. Let our nation be sprinkled by the blood of Jesus, according to Isaiah 52:12. We pray, God, that our nation will seek you and find you, Lord, according to Isaiah 65:1. Let the people of our nation come and worship you, Lord, according to Isaiah 66:23. My God, today we need you, Father. We need this word. Oh, my God, stir us afresh. Stir us anew, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let our people long and enjoy the work of their hands, according to Isaiah 65:22. Let our nation be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, according to Habakkuk 2:14. Let God be merciful unto us, O Lord, and bless us, Father. Cause your face to shine on us, God. Let your way be known to us, and your saving health in our nation, according to Psalm 67:1-2. Father, we thank you now. We praise you, Father, for the word, the light of the word that's going out over these airways this morning. Father, everyone on the line, I pray that you would stir them in a new way, stir them in a fresh way to pray under the unction of the Holy Ghost. My God, today we need the light of your word. We need the word to go into the dark places. My God, because as we decree your word, as we declare your word, as we open up, oh God, your word, my God, your word is settled in heaven. My God, your word is yes and amen. So God, I'm asking you this morning to stir us again. Oh, my Shandaya, stir us again, Father. Stir us again, oh God, according to your word. My God, we thank you today. My God, we praise you today. My God, we're going to open up to you today. My God, we receive your word today, God. That this nation of ours will be saved. My God, that salvation will be right in every family, every home. My God, today, that you look on our children, look on our grandchildren, look on the families, my God, that are represented on the line today, those that will listen to this prayer. I pray, Holy Ghost, that you do a work. My God, today, do a work, Father God. Let the Lord make bare your holy arm, and let, oh God, our nation see the salvation of the Lord, according to Isaiah 52:10. My God, we need to see your salvation. Yes, Lord. My God, today, put that yes in our belly. Put it way down, God. Give us, oh God, to cry out, Lord, to spare not, Lord, to show the people their transgression and the house their sin. My God, when sin come up, it stinks in your nostril. But oh God, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. Jesus. Mandobo Shekanadio Sandaya. Our nation needs you, Lord. My God, we need you on the street. We need you even in the crack house to go in there and get our boys and girls, get our young men and women. My God, we need you, Lord, to go to the pimp house and, oh God, cause the pimp to stop pimping. Oh, Bashandaya, get a hold of the prostitute. Get a hold of a God. Get a hold of him, God, and let him know, Lord, you got a better way. My God, touch the gangbanger today. Touch the drug dealer down on the street corner. My God, today, oh God, as that deal is going down, my God, even in the white collar section, my God, hey, Mashandaya, touch, oh God, this nation. Touch us, God. Clean us up, Jesus. Oh, my Shekinah, oh, Sunday. Oh, God, the drugs are not just on the street. My God, but there's trafficking in the outhouse. It's trafficking even in, my God, near the White House. My God, government, oh God, you know the officers, God, my God, the secret ones that are doing it, God, oh my God, seeing that it get to the street. But oh God, we come against the drug spirit. We come against pharmakia. We come against sorcery. Oh, Bashandaya, you know, God, you see, God, the havoc that's going on because of the drugs. My God, but I'm asking you this morning to break it up, God. Hey, Mashandaya, break it up, God. Pull it down, Jesus. Hey, no Shandai. Hey, no Shando. Get up in them offices. Go over there. You know right now. Oh, my God. You see it, God. Hey, no Shandai. Hey, no Shando. Oh, Bashatai. Hey, Kanda Bashatai. My God, I thank you for discernment. I thank you, Holy Ghost, for words of knowledge. Words of wisdom. My God, stir us up this morning. Oh, Bashandai, get on in there, God. Bust up the drugs. Bust up the ringleaders in the name of Jesus. Touch this nation. Touch them now, God. My God, the genocide. My God. Oh, Bashandai, Endo Shondo, Ekana Masata. In the name of Jesus, get on in there, Father. Oh, Tashatai, Mekotobo Sandai, somebody's son. Hey, my Gandabo Sandai is laid out, overdosed. Somebody's daughter has overdosed. But God, I'm asking you, Lord, to touch today, God. Touch our nation. Look on the people, God, my God, and give us a heart to pray. Give us boldness to pray, God, to pray under the unction of the Holy Ghost, to not be afraid to call these demons out in the name of the Lord. My God, we thank you today. My God, we praise you today. Look on those that are trafficking, young women, children, slave trade, in the name of the Lord. Aborted, God. Aborted, God. My God, my God, my God. I thank you, Lord. I praise you this morning. Stir up every intercessor on this line. Shake them to the core of their being. My God, put boldness down in their lips. Put boldness down in their soul. In the name of Jesus, and loose them, God, from everything that's hindered them and kept them from running with you. We thank you this morning. I thank you for this prayer. I thank you, God, for everything you're doing. Let your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. My God, we love you now. We appreciate you now. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for the stirring. Thank you for the stirring. morning. Thank you right now. And Lord, anybody that's watching or listening, I should say, that do not know you, I pray, God, that through this prayer this morning, my God, you will save them. My God, deliver them. My God, heal them by the power of the Holy Ghost. And we thank you now. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your presence. My God, shake us up this morning. Do it, Father. Hey, my Shandai, Endo Shando, Mandobo Shandai, Mokonobo Saya. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now. My God, we praise you for this prayer. We thank you now, God, have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give it up to you now. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. We truly thank God and praise God. Amen. I feel such an anointing. The Lord began to just show me some things in the spirit. I'm going to have to do a live broadcast later. Amen. I'm going to come back. Amen. And I'm going to do a broadcast. And I don't know if I'll do this Facebook or blog talk, but whatever I do, I will let you all know. I just feel the Lord just showed me some things as we were praying this morning. Praise God. I just have a few minutes left, but I'm just going to pick on a couple of people that I know will jump right in here. Amen. I believe Evangelist Christina is on the line. Amen. Woman of God, do you have anything? You got about 1 minute. Okay, praise God. I guess she don't. All right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, I have Apostle Denise is on the line. Woman of God, do you have anything? Okay, everybody's being quiet this morning. Praise the Lord.
No, I'm not being quiet. I had to turn. I had my earphones on. But yes, I think that at this point we need to be praying definitely because the spirit of murder and early death is really rising high, and also the next generation being taken out. So I appreciate the prayer this morning. I appreciate the prayer for the nation, and definitely keep those who are making laws over us, definitely keep them in prayer, because it will affect our nation, it will affect the next generation and all who is involved here in the U.S.
Amen. We thank God for that, Apostle. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is very true. And the Lord, like I said, just really burdened me just in a little bit of time of prayer. We must pray for our nation. We must really intercede on behalf of things that are taking place that we are not aware of. Praise the Lord. So I will be coming back, praise God, later today. Amen, to share more, amen, and we will let you know the venue, whether it's a blog talk or whether it will be a live broadcast, but I tell you what, a video broadcast, but I tell you what, the Spirit of the Lord is moving, and we do thank God for it. We thank God for all of you that have joined us this morning. We will be back again on next Saturday, amen. Now, coming up next week is our midnight prayer, so our morning prayer will be at 9 a.m. next week versus 7 a.m., praise the Lord. So we will be back on 9 a.m. next Saturday morning, praise the Lord. Amen. Central Standard Time. I thank God for you all. I pray the blessing of the Lord be upon you. God bless. Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministry. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at setfreeoutreachministries.org, or you can also type in www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow a seed into our ministry, you can click the donate button on our home page. Or if you would like to write it in, send it in by way of mail, you may write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1533, Van Buren, Arkansas, 72957. Until our next broadcast,
Keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you because he loves you and he cares.